Don't get too excited, mister. Come on then, you. Would you like some breakfast? Come on then. You've been crumpling up the mats again, haven't you? God, I don't know. Can't get back into the bag. It's too crumpled up. I say, it's really difficult judging a half can. Full can fine, but where exactly is half? So apologies if I shortchange you, Mr. Geo. Well, this is Geo's first morning with the bells going, which, well, he's going to have to get used to. Come on then, Geo, come in here. What are you wooing at? Come on! You're actually not sure, are you? Right. Right, would you like your breakfast? Yes? Okay, ready? Breakfast. Well, that's quite interesting. I didn't think that he would worry about the bells. And yet, he hadn't followed me into the kitchen, and I had a little whine of him. He has this funny little squeak. Very sweet little squeak. Anyway, it's, oh, God, blooming toys all over this place. I'm tripping over all of them. Keep going. Good boy. Sunday. I don't know what day. Day 10 of guide dog training. Excuse me, get back in here now. Go on. Thank you. Call me heartless or something, but I'm gobbling it now. It's just faster than usual. I'm actually a little bit worried then by these bells. I suppose it's just something new, and whilst I'm training, one of the days we were... Come on. One of the days... Geo. Hang on a second. Geo, come on. Come on. Come on, come with me. Come on. Come on, Geo. Come, please, now. Come on. Look, it's fine. It's not doing anything to me. You're fine. Come on. Come on, Geo. Come. Maybe if I take him outside and show him that there's nothing to be worried about. You're going to finish your breakfast for me? Come on. Good boy. Whilst I block the exits. I don't want to do too much comforting. I don't want to suggest to him that there's anything wrong, you know, following the same sort of thing that they suggest with fireworks. But by the same token, I want to try and encourage him into here. Not to choke himself by swallowing his food too quickly either, actually. We're going to spend next anyway, so that will be an opportunity to take him outside. Let's see if he's finished that. That's very good. A very good boy. Okay? Can you sit for me? And we're just going to act totally normally now. Sit, please. Good boy. And we're going to go outside. Which may seem counterintuitive to you. So what I was going to say was that whilst on class, we were doing a walk along Euston Road, and all of a sudden, he stopped. I just couldn't get him to move. And what it was that there were a couple of sandbags on the street, and he'd never come across a sandbag before, and he was sort of looking and sniffing them. And so we gave him a moment to sort of explore them a little bit and assure himself that there was nothing horrible about them. And then took him back and did a second run, and he was absolutely fine. So it's funny because he's a really confident dog, but there are just some new things, which you struggle with a little bit, don't you? Right, what we're going to do now is go outside and see if we can get him to spend. Whilst this is going, it could be a bit of a tall order, but let's see how we go. As I say, he's going to have to get used to this sound. Wait! Hutch over. Excuse me. Come. Busy boy. Come on, busy boy. Busy boy. Busy boy. Come on, Gio. Come on, busy boy. Busy boy. Come on. Come on, Gio, busy boy. Come on. Have a nice little sniff. Try down this way. Have a little sniff. Busy boy. Busy boy. He's not keen. He did one circle and headed straight back to the door again. Come on, dear. Leave that. Come on. Come on, busy boy. Busy boy. Come on. Busy boy. Busy boy. Busy boy. Come on, Gio. Busy boy. Busy boy. Busy boy. Come on. No, he's not going to do a busy, but I think we can just stand out here for a little bit and listen to the bells together. Maybe that will happen a little bit. Now, mister. Bringing a TREAT out with me, really. Good boy. What do you think? What a funny sound. Nope. Not doing that. Not doing that. Shall we pop indoors then? Come on then. Maybe so I can go and grab myself a treat. And then perhaps we'll get him to sit by the door and listen to them for a bit. If we can do it in a slightly more controlled way.
Can you wait there for me, mister? Wait there. Hello, Mr. Geo. You're doing all right. What we're going to do is take you off the lead so you don't feel like you're being constrained too much here. Sit. And then I'm going to find where I've put my... Oh, my phone's there. That's fine.
To sit. Can you sit, please? Sit.
Okay. Good boy.
Very good boy.
Stand there. I'm going to watch those bells. Good boy. Come on. Come on, Jude. Come up here. And stand there.
Good boy.
Big boy, come on, come with me. Come over here. Come on.
He's not keen.
Okay, let's at least come and sit together. Come on.
Well, I'm not sitting, but you can sit.
Okay, can you sit for me? Can you sit?
He can't quite believe it. What on earth could this be?
Come on, Gio. Come over here. Come on. Good boy.
I can't get him moving too much because he's just had his breakfast, but...
here. Come on. Come over here. Good boy. You wait there. Wait there.
Boy.
You're busy boy for me now. Now it's gone nice and quiet.
Yeah?
Linda, you're busy.
This one won't last forever. Oh, he doesn't like that one.
No, leave it. Get off. Come on, big boy.